Sheila, Sheila, Keys, Keys, 11-23-56. Today is 3-26. 73-year-old woman is being evaluated today for congestive, or 74-year-old woman being evaluated today for wait. 56. Sorry, 69-year-old woman being evaluated today for face-to-face evaluation. Patient currently is on hospice with congestive heart failure along with diabetes, history of thyrotoxicosis with diffuse goiter and essential hypertension, period. New paragraph, patient is basically chair-bound. She cannot move without getting short of breath. Her last ejection fraction was in the 20s, period. In the paragraph, she's taking high dose of Lasix, 80 milligram twice a day. Despite high dose of Lasix, patient continues to have evidence of congestive heart failure and pedal edema, period. Patient blood pressure today is 150 over 90, or two sides, 94% on room air, period. Patient belongs to the New York Heart Association class 4 with shortness of breath at rest. And increased shortness of breath with activity or even speaking, period. The paragraph, patient most likely has right-sided heart failure along with the history of sleep apnea, period. Patient needs help with ADL. She wears a diaper mostly because of bladder incontinence, period. Patient's shortness of breath has definitely worsened in the past 2 to 4 weeks. Patient is not requiring oxygen at this time. Her O2 saturation is stable, but does require her nebulizer treatment on a regular basis. Patient is on Norco 5-325 for pain, but she says at times her pain is not controlled, period. Her blood sugar is controlled with decreased appetite, running around 150 to 160 range. Patient's MAC blank. KPS is at 40%. Given patient's current status and a hospice diagnosis of CHF, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.